A convoy of 45 Egyptians from the Arab Doctors Union was waiting anxiously today at Rafah border crossing to enter the coastal area now under an Israeli ground invasion. After 11 days of Israel's violent attack on Gaza, this convoy is determined to cross the border and treat those in dire need of medical help. The Egyptian doctors couldn't wait to join the Palestinians under Israeli raids. Some groups have been able to bring medical supplies into Gaza, but distribution has become nearly impossible since the ground invasion started.
There's a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. We were expecting the international community to react more positively to this crisis, but it let us down. That doesn't mean we give up on our Palestinian brothers.
Of helping the Palestinian brothers.
The Palestinian health minister has been in close contact with his Egyptian counterpart concerning the health crisis in Gaza. Together with the Arab Doctors Union and the Red Crescent, they managed to arrange sending medical aid and a team of Egyptian doctors to ease the Palestinian suffering. The Egyptian doctors volunteered to stay as long as it takes in Gaza, but unfortunately, they were not even allowed to cross the Rafah border.
We took action 2 days ago with the knowledge of the Arab Doctors Union and Dr. Hamdi Sayed, chief of the Doctors Syndicate. We thought everything had been coordinated. When we arrived, we were surprised to be kept waiting 3 hours on the border. The border police said we were not authorized to enter Rafah.
Egyptian doctors are frustrated. Although they were sent with the blessings of the Egyptian health minister, they weren't allowed through the border. They have been standing outside the border all day, and maybe they will have to stay through the night. Nobody is giving them any information. At the same time, Egyptians demonstrated in Al-Azhar Mosque, expressing their solidarity with the Palestinians. The riot police reacted by surrounding the mosque and preventing any kind of media coverage. But that didn't discourage the Egyptians from voicing their anger towards Israel and the international community. Hiba Fahmi, Press TV.